Well, hello again, peeps. Seems like I have nothing to say for so long, and then one day comes and I do two posts in one day. So, anyway, I just thought I'd talk about older dogs, and I guess, in my case, guide dogs, and I guess go through, outline a bit of a history of what it was like, or what it's been like here with my guide dogs Victoria, and in any case, and I know that it's like this in a lot of schools everywhere, pretty much. My first dog was Hartley. I got her in 2000, and she was probably one of the last, now how can I put this? I should have thought about this. I was actually going to not talk about this entire aspect. I was going to concentrate on one thing, but sort of going somewhere where I wasn't going to go. But anyway, so she was the last of the harder breeding stock, I guess you'd say. And then I don't know when Guide Dogs Victoria sort of did it, but then I got Joy in 2009, and she is one of the softer, one of the, you know, breeding stock, which is the softer kind of breeds. And there's many advantages to breeding softer dogs, obviously. You know, they're not as, I guess they're not as, what can you say, smart-assy. you know, they're kind of more do things, do what you tell them, instead of just sort of going out on their own. So I guess, and I guess they don't have as high initiative, but, and that, you know, and I guess the biggest disadvantage of that is, which I'm going to go into detail about soon, is the fact that they seem to get older quickly. And here's my head, I'm sorry. And I guess they don't, you know, they sort of get, well, Joy's got heaps, all this skin conditions. She has ongoing ear infections. She's always got ear infections. Whereas Hartley never had ear infections. Now, Labradors are prone to getting skin conditions and ear infections, but yeah. Hartley just, you know, didn't have anything like that. And back then, we fed them on, I probably shouldn't say we, but myself and pretty much everyone else I knew, because guide dogs, you know, used to sort of encourage us to feed them filler food. When I say filler food, I mean non-premium food, you know, which is the cheaper scale food. But yeah, as it suggests, it does have filler in it. So basically, I'm not an expert on the food, so, you know, basically instead of having the more of the goodness in the food, it has a lot of just, yeah, plain filler, I guess, flour. I don't exactly know what the filler is, but it's not, maybe it's easier to manufacture because it's, you know, hasn't got the goodness in it that the premium foods do. Obviously, Hartley being my first dog, I had no idea what I was doing. I was just doing what I was being told. And I was feeding Hartley Supercoat, which is probably one of the better, or one, sorry, I should say one of the best non-premium foods. There's Pal, which is, well, below Supercoat, and it's what Guide Dogs Victoria used to feed the dogs because they used to sponsor the school. And, yeah, that was an even worse food. And it's funny because the instructors, you know, they personally wouldn't, they admitted this a long time later, a while later. They said, well, you know, they would never have fed their own dogs Pal, but, of course, they had to recommend it to the clients because that's what they were sponsoring Guide Dogs, so... Anyway, that's the that ironic thing. But, I actually had a dog. I sort of half trained with a dog before Hartley, but I didn't end up finishing the training because it was established that there was a bit of a mismatch there. Her name was Minka and she was on Pal. And then, you know, of course, going back to Hartley now, she was on Supercoat, and I pretty much fed Joy Supercoat for all her life, even when she retired. Now, I guess being a harder dog, she was able to cope with it more. You know, she didn't get sick. In fact, she did have a cancerous lump removed from her. Well, she had a lot of fatty lumps, actually, but they weren't anything to worry about, although I seemed to get a lot of them taken out because I was worried back then, being a first-time guide dog handler. And when I actually went, or a week before I went into training to get Joy, she got a cancerous lump removed from her ear, which kind of took off a little bit of her ear too. But, you know, she was okay. And then, of course, when she retired, her arthritis and her cataracts got worse. But so I guess my point there being that Hartley was a pretty strong dog in terms of physical, you know, she didn't have any, you know, real physical issues apart from the fatty tumours, which the non-premium food, being Supercoat, probably might have contributed a little bit. Joy is on the premium food. I might have said that. I didn't even know what premium food was back then. But ever since I got... When I got Joy, of course, I began to realise what it was. And Joy was... when I was training with Joy at Guide Dogs Victoria, she was on advanced chicken and rice. And then when I got her home, I started to wean her onto her different food, Canidae, because my partner was on it, and since we, you know, went to each other's houses every weekend, we just thought, well, it would be better to have the dogs on the one food so we don't have to, you know, cart all this food around. And then, of course, he did some more research, and then he went on to Black Hawk, and I also went on to Black Hawk, which is an Australian-made premium food. And no, it's been really good. So, yeah, I guess that's one aspect that originally I wasn't going to discuss, but I kind of started to, I found. But I guess all this to say that, I guess the, you know, that's a payoff for having the softer breeded dogs, you know, they're more prone to Joy's, you know, as I say, has had ear infections all her life. And she's also had another skin issue under her chin. the name escapes me at the moment. Yeast infection, that's it. Which I have to use medical wipes for. So I guess that's that. Yes, Joy, hello. I'm talking about you. Yes, you know that, don't you? That's that aspect. And now I'm doing something. Now Joy's a senior. They consider, I guess, Labradors senior when they get to 7. Joy's hit 7. She hit 7 years of age in February. And, considered a senior. And she was Hartley. Because she was a harder bred dog, I probably didn't have to worry. Maybe I didn't have to worry as much, but maybe it might have been good if I knew back then what I do now, especially when it comes to the older dogs, because basically Joy's, I'm starting to provide Joy with dietary supplements. We've decided not to change her food because we don't think it's necessary. But I have added all this stuff to her diet. I have these, the brand is Paws. And they're like chewable tablets, and she loves them. And they are like the equivalent of the powder you can get to, try and slow down arthritis. The vet told me a couple of weeks ago that Joy's she's only got 2 hips, left leg is, and her / hip is a bit stiff. It's not a problem, like she's not having an issue with it, but because I asked about it, she checked and just told me that, and she suggested that I consider changing her to a senior food, which, as I just said, we've decided not to do. But we have looked into all this other stuff. So we've got these chewable tablets, which for the first month, I'm giving her these particular ones 3 times a day, and then I'll go back down to twice a day. And, yeah, they're sort of got this substance in it too. Slow down arthritis. Then maybe later on, maybe when she gets to 9 or 10, then I'll start giving her the powder. I also give her sardines once a week now. Now when I used to, I haven't been to my partner's place for a while, but when I used to go there, he feeds his dog sardines once a week, and so Joy was getting that too when she was there. But she wasn't getting that with me, but I've just started on it here. She has also got fish oil capsules, which I give her every day with her food. And because I had a lot of trouble, because I never had to give Hartley any tablets, so it was a bit of a learning curve still for me to have to give her the capsules, because they won't swallow them that easily. So I've sort of learned to give her that. And also, she gets that before her meal each day. And then I also have bran that I sprinkle on her food twice a week. And, yeah, this is all to sort of, as I said, prevent or slow down arthritic issues. So, yeah, and I think obviously the fish oil must have other other benefits as well. So, yeah, it's just all of a sudden become, wow, you know, all this stuff, extra things that I'm doing for her. Definitely worth it, though. I love my Joy to death, and I just want her to have the longest, you know, best quality life she can. And, yeah, it's just something I would never have considered with Hartley. But then again, as I say, I really didn't know a lot about owning dogs then, because, well, our family never owned dogs. We always had cats, so, yeah, I never really knew that we could do all this stuff to help them, make it more comfortable for them as they grow older. Anyway, I guess that was just on my mind to talk about, and I might go to bed very soon. So, goodbye.